Thursday with Morning Mayhem at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06, got a busy rest of the show here. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Kristen Weaver. Some have called the Fantastic Four.
The four amigos.
good to see you. I had a bunch of buzz folks at the Touchdown Club yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw Terry Mahan, the CEO over there. And
saw Joe Cates there?
Joe Cates was there. Yeah.
Valentine?
Roger Smart was there. I didn't see Valentine. I don't know.
I didn't see Roger Smart. Anytime I can meet a guy named Roger, I want to do that because it's almost like... crossing the streams in Back to the Future.
Emmett Smith is sold out. That's official. So the if you didn't get tickets, man. There might be a few.
How many sold outs have you had in a row?
That's a good question, Roger.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And so anyway, we could have gone to a bigger venue, but sometimes it's just easier. Doubletree is great to work with. It's more intimate room. It's more crowded. Now, the Clinton Jones deal still, we sold 1,200 tickets in 24 hours. So just go to LRTouchdown.com if you want to get tickets for that. We've got to do two things here. We're going to do Family Feud.
Yeah.
And we're going to do graffiti. How about that? That's what we're giving you today. Wow. We need the great graffiti effort today. Of course, we want to thank McClarty Volkswagen Mazda for sponsoring.
Absolutely.
Chuck.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And then we've got to go. Let's bring in Family Feud and Southern Bank there, Roger.
Family Feud!
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Yeah!
All right, we need a contestant. 661-1037. $20 worth of Moe's gift certificates.
There they are.
Love
right
me
here.
Some Moe's.
There they are.
Some Moe's bucks.
The only caveat is you just got to eat inside. What's the problem?
And tickets to Trav's game. 661-1037. The teams will be Chuck, Justin Moore, and the listener. 661-1037 is the number, or versus me and Christian Weaver. While we're waiting on that, did want to mention, I saw where Coach Chin Coleman, the coach for the Razorbacks, came up with a new word. I will ask Christian. I'll ask Justin. Justin, we make sure you're there. You there, Justin?
I am.
All right. He came up with this word, and I want you, in less than 3 seconds, tell me what you think what your interpretation is. Grustling. Go.
Grustling?
Grustling. Go.
I don't have a clue.
All right, I'll go to Chuck next.
I've never heard that word.
Christian, you know what it is?
Is that a combination of grinding and hustling?
That is it. It is grind plus hustle, according to Coach Coleman. I don't know if he came up with the word.
He said he came up with it.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. Grustling. I like that. Grinding and hustling. So neither one of you or Justin aren't wrong because you didn't know the word. It's a made-up word. So there you go. All right, we got a contestant, Roger. Let's rock and roll.
Let's go find out who this is. Who do we have here on the phone?
Andrew,
we got us a good one. Andrew, here's the deal. It is you as the leader of your team, along with Chuck Gatlin and Justin Moore. You're going to be the leader of this team, so what you say goes when we play the game. You're going to be going up against the Black Hats, David Basil and Christian Weaver. All right? Your name is your buzzer.
Yes, sir.
Your name is your buzzer. You're only going to have to use your buzzer one time during this entire game. I want you to listen to how Justin Moore gave me his buzzer when I asked him one time to do so. Here's what he said.
Justin!
Here's what Chuck Gatlin said when I asked him to give me his buzzer.
Chuck!
Andrew, let me hear your buzzer.
Andrew!
That's a great buzz, dude. It's a great buzz. Congratulations. Hell, you ought to just win for that.
He's been listening.
He has been listening. Yeah. You're a good man, Gunga Din. Here we go. I asked 100 people last Thursday night at Mainline Sports Bar in Oakland, where I'll be this Thursday night beginning at 6:30 for trivia. I asked them to give me the top five answers to this question. Name something that might be brewing. Name something.
David.
David?
That would be Storm. Storm.
Hey, I'm stuck at the first part.
That's the only part I do, Justin. That's the only part I can do well is the first one.
I am not
What'd
fast.
You say?
Storm. Storm.
On the board, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What?
That's the number
five.
Wow,
I thought I had a number one answer there. No. Ridiculous.
Name something.
That's
probably number one. Justin just jumping in there.
What?
Andrew, you want to go
That's
with coffee?
Number one, right?
Number one on the board.
See, Justin, you have an extra second to think about it, then you get it.
Here we go.
It's easier when you have time to think.
Five people said storm.
Yeah.
37 people said coffee. 28 people said the second answer. 17 said the third. 8 said the fourth. Andrew, you're the leader of this team. Do you want to keep it? Is that he gets the option, right, Justin?
No, it's. I think it's over to him now. Yeah, it's.
No, ours. Yeah, you get. You get to choose, Chuck.
See, okay,
if you can play or pass.
All right, you still get a chance to pass or play. What do you want to do, Andrew?
Work for it, Andrew. That's about to say.
Good boy.
Earn
good boy.
This.
Listen, Justin Moore's never lost. Okay, Chuck Gatlin, though a lot of people say he sucks. At this game, he does.
Chuck's really good.
He has been great lately.
I was at my local part store, Advance Auto Parts, and the guy says, "Why do I know your name?" I said, "Well, I'm in here quite a bit." And he went, "I said, but you do listen to the radio stations where I work." And he's like, That's it.
Chuck
That's
guy. It.
That, Roger, you're that
David.
Guy.
Roger Dave, I hear them talking crap about you.
Listen, we're not talking crap. Listen.
Justin talks more crap about you than we do.
Listen.
In love, of course.
The thing that you put out with Baz and I in the football season, it's a B. Yeah. You could have got an A. You didn't want it to be. He didn't want it to be.
Holy cow.
He didn't want it to be an A. You know why? Because he says he can keep improving.
You know what? Fine.
All right, guys, here we go.
Trouble's brewing, Roger.
Yeah. Huh?
Trouble's brewing.
Trouble is brewing.
I like that. That's
number
a good.
Number four.
Oh, very nice.
Number four on the board. Andrew, are you still with us?
He's like,
yeah, Aaron.
Yes, I can, buddy.
Did he even choose to play?
He did.
Okay.
He said to keep playing.
What about beer?
Stop right there. Number two on the board.
Wow.
On the board. Andrew, you may not get a chance to answer anything and walk away with the prize.
Wouldn't that be something?
One answer remains. Three strikes. You can still blow it because you've got three strikes still available to you. Name something.
Is that what you said? We have one answer left?
One answer remains. The number three answer. 17 out of the 100 said this.
You got it.
I think so.
What you got?
What are you thinking?
Is tea different than coffee?
Tea is different from coffee.
I was going to say tea before you.
I bet that's
right. Andrew.
All right, Santa Andrew.
You all were going to say tea.
All of us.
The right answer!
One of them. That was just, y'all scorched that. Scorched that.
You scorched it.
Mine was the weakest. Mine was fifth on the darn list.
But it was on the board. Don't you sell yourself short. You still have a great touchdown lineup. on the list was also somebody, three people the other day gave me a plot. A plot.
Oh,
is
that's
brewing.
Good. Yeah.
A plot. Never heard that.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. PLOT. I understand.
Yeah, plot's brewing.
Yeah, but I never understood that. When I think of that, I just can't think of anything where it would be used.
Movies. All right, Andrew, we'll get you a
movie,
prize.
Yeah.
Thanks to Moe's.
Like thanks, Andrew.
A dastardly plot dastardly is brewing, plot. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, never heard the
bad
term.
Bad plot, yeah.
I've heard that, but not brewing. I've got two gift certificates. Thank you to Brandon
Moe's.
With Moe's. $10, $20 right
tickets
there.
To the Travs game.
Tickets to the Travs game. Andrew, hold on. Let Christian get your information, tell you how you can pick up your prizes.
All right,
and
Roger,
thanks
listen.
For playing.
All right, thank you, guys.
The Feud.
Right, thanks for listening, buddy. All right, Chuck, you got to get out of here?
No,
if you didn't, he wants you to know that's your sign to beat.
No. You can stick around for graffiti.
You play for graffiti?
It's graffiti time, my friend.
You play for graffiti?
Let's go. Let's rock and roll, graffiti, folks.
Let's go find it. Let's go find graffiti, folks. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Bop, bop. ba ba na na.
Thanks, Chuck.
Na na na. Look at the phone lines lighting up. Wow. Special Tuesday edition.
Wow. That's Tuesday, right?
That's a
special Tuesday edition. Thanks to Fish Brokers. Yeah. What day is this? Chris Walker and the boys, Fish Brokers and the girls, too.
I don't want to screw this up, Christian, so.
By the way, somebody was saying, they thought the tickets was $80 for the Clinton deal. No, Clinton and Jones are $35 for members, $45 for non-members. So we're not raising the price at all. Roger and Justin, the other thing about getting Jerry Jones and Clinton together, Justin, what that does for me is that, to try to get some of these people I'm connected through the Broyles Award or just my time in football or media. Some people I can't get, where sometimes you got to work through agents or whatever. Having a get like this to be able to show you got these, legit, not some little,
MA open doors in the future.
That's right. It certainly takes some credibility to go, okay, if you're getting those guys. Of course, we've done that already. Well, obviously, we've had,
I know you have
Peyton
fought,
Manning.
Yeah,
and,
you
and,
fought
and,
with a lot of people. I think Eli coming, sealed the deal for Peyton. Since his brother said
that's
that.
Right. And his dad.
He already heard his dad. Yeah, I know. But in Eli.
Why was he against it?
No, he wasn't. He's just thinking,
he's a busy dude.
Yeah, that's so, right. But now that his dad and Eli came and doing that Keith Ingram for that.
Sure.
But yeah, when you can get, Brett Favre and all that, you do it through people that I know, like a Keith Jackson connection or somebody through a friend or John Gruden through Daly. But having the Clinton, the Jerry Jones deal really does show, okay, listen, those are two of the obviously big names.
That
helps with the credibility. Not that we needed it, but it doesn't hurt.
Listen, Peyton Manning's no slouch. I mean, he would help with credibility.
Oh, Peyton, listen, are you kidding? That sizzle reel. By the way, we got to play the clip. Did I send it to you? Christian, the clip of Lawrence Taylor?
You sent it. I have not grabbed it.
Okay, yes. It's the last. And Justin, I don't think you've seen it.
I saw it.
It's so good.
Was it on that sizzle reel?
Yeah, did you see it? Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. Pretty much just backhanded compliment. Arkansas. He's like, nobody's even heard of it. Nobody's even knows where it is.
It's the condition.
I'm like, Lawrence, buddy, you need to take a break.
Well,
sit down.
I think he was a little, what would be the word?
Yeah.
Drunk?
Well, I don't know. that's what's funny about it. All right, we got some.
That look.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't. He was buzzed.
And the nonsensical.
He was so good with everybody, though, man. He was so good with everybody who came up and took pictures.
It was great to have. Listen, Baz, get more drunk. Some of our best calls from John have been when he's loaded.
Yeah, Baz, I know you're going to keep taking up for him, but he pretty much said nobody knows where Arkansas is and has no idea what Arkansas is. He could be LT and he could have been good with people, but that's some ridiculousness.
I'd like to attribute that to his condition. We'll see that maybe he would. He wouldn't have said that.
He might have.
I don't know. I have a feeling he might have said that in
he maybe
any
maybe
state.
Would. All right, 661-1037. All right, here we go, Raj.
Double R.
Did we lose our music? Oh, there it is. Okay, Double R. What you got for us? One sentence only.
What that old. In his pocket, it must be a baked potato from Frank Fletcher's Riverfront Steakhouse.
Yeah! Way to go, Double R.
Y'all have inspired
pretty good.
Rainwater.
Pretty good.
All right, Mount Rushmore is calling.
Hey, Mount Rushmore.
Mr. Schaefer, who is this Frank Broyles that you are referring to?
Thank you, Mount.
Yeah, that sounded like Frank Broyles there.
Yeah. You got kind of the same accent.
Yeah, Roger Scott calling in. Good morning, Roger.
I don't know Chick Pick a Big Ball Wall.
I don't.
That's one of my favorites, too. When I first, that was Kid Rock. That was Roger's. 661-1037 is the number. One sentence only, thanks to Fence Brokers and Chris Walker and the boys. Look at here. We've got the AD of Arkansas.
The President of the United States can come to Little Rock Touchdown Club, but Hunter Yurchek cannot.
Here he is. Hunter, good morning. Punch him up there, Reggie Dodge.
Oh.
On the advice of counseling with myself and the Arkansas Constitution, I respectfully decline to answer any questions from the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
That's a five. That's okay, Hunter.
What Hunter, what does that have to do with the Arkansas Constitution?
Oh, wow.
I think we know where this is going.
So he's not dead. Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I was looking for tickets for October 12th.
Get out of here. You need to get that.
That's not funny. I refuse to lie.
You knew we would get that.
Read Zach.
KJ Jackson. The new starting quarterback. QB1, as they call him.
What's up, man?
Got to punch it up, Raj.
That gummit?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
No.
I think we all knew 661-1037 while we wait for more callers. I think we all had the feeling, Justin, that it was going to be
you people
KJ
know
Jackson.
What you're talking about, yeah, kid. I had no idea.
I don't know why.
I'm like Raj. I didn't know from personally an experience, but it kind of seemed where that was trending, and anybody and everybody that's been up there reporting that kind of stuff, yourself included. That was kind of a foregone conclusion.
And I like it. I like him. I thought it was, he didn't get enough reps last year. You know, he didn't get enough reps.
I heard it on Randy and Rick's show. You know, I thought he got more than you realize, though.
Think about it.
Quarterbacks coming in starting, after they had sat behind a multi-year starter, they have almost no experience. But he threw the ball damn near 30 times against Texas, which was a really good team.
Who? KJ?
I swear he was
16 or 29.
Wow, I don't remember him. But he
started and played the entire game against Missouri. I think he threw like 17 passes in that game. That's a lot more experience than most people get.
Let me go back and look at that.
I heard that on Randy and Rick's show. I didn't recall that either. I remember him playing one game. I'm not trying to contradict you. I'm just saying that's more than a lot of kids get before they make their first start, so to speak, or whatever.
Okay, here it is. He's appeared in five games. He was only in five games, though. Only five.
But how many backups get in five games?
I know.
That's what I'm saying. That's more than most people.
So he threw 54 total passes the whole year. That was in the five games. So that's a little bit more than I thought, but still, I just wish he'd have gotten more, but it's so tough to do. You're trying to win games, and obviously you had a 2-year starter in Talen, so I get that. But I liked him when he was in there. I thought he looked impressive when he was in there.
He took care of the ball.
He did.
I don't know how many turnovers he had, but it wasn't many.
Zero.
If any.
I was encouraged watching him. You're a very athletic guy. He's a winner in high school, so I'm optimistic about him doing a good job. All right, here we go. Roger Scott calling back again. Roger, good morning.
Meow.
I love it when the guy.
Was that Roger imitating the guy in the office that talks like a cat?
Yes.
Because it sure sounded like him.
It really did. It's almost like the guy that acts like Frank.
Thanks, Sterling. What's up? One sentence only.
Morning, guys. Ball camp is winding down. The starters have been named. Only thing left to do now is to tee it up. Let's get going.
All right, Ron.
Ron from Pine Bluff. This will be interesting.
Strength and honor.
Oh, JM lets us hang it. Justin.
No, strength and honor. Sorry.
Justin Moore calling in. We got two Justins on the show right now. Good morning, Justin.
That little twerp.
I thought he did a good job. Well, I really don't. I don't know.
Pretty much spot on right there.
Hey, David Basil's calling. What up, DB?
What's up, me?
Roger, how's your father-in-law?
You know what? Even the guy that called in is a jackass.
Sean Connery's birthday is today. We hadn't spent enough time on Sean Connery.
No.
Hey, Justin, you need me to fix Tate's problem?
Oh. Whoa!
Right, listen, Kate would hit you back.
That Connery thing where he goes.
So when would it ever be okay to slap a woman?
Well,
Tracy just keeps on and on.
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, he didn't back off a bit.
He did not back off.
They doubled down.
He doubled down, Jay. You know how it is. They just keep on until they just don't.
Frank Rolls, good morning.
Keep my name out of your mouth, Rick Schaefer.
No, he was actually advocating for. No. He was advocating for. Yeah, Roger was saying no.
No, Frank, it doesn't matter. Maybe Frank knows what he's talking about. Maybe he wanted his name out of there. Well, because even Frank knows he doesn't belong on there compared to those guys. JM and me.
Is it below or below?
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
You're
doing a
gumball. I see the vision.
Maybe we should work on execution.
See the vision.
That's why you have writer's sessions.
See the vision. President Clinton, good morning.
I look forward to talking to you and Jared Jones on October 19th. And I was wondering if you still knew that chick that worked for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, if we could work something out for them.
No, Kelly Finglass is not coming. We had her last year. Although it'd be cool to have some Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders there. All right. Snowball. This is Roger's deceased dog, Snowball, from the grave.
Roger, you please don't forget me. Please, it's hot over here. Please, Roger.
Roger's Snowball is still buried in the same corner of his
Snowball's
former...
in hell?
No, well, it's the corner that the house he used to live in. It's the sun's on that corner.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6 feet now. It's the common temperature of like 60 or 58 or something.
Is the bench still over the grave?
A lot of people are asking if Snowball died by his own paw.
Stan, what's up?
Hey, man, I know y'all gonna look at me funny, but hey.
Rick missed him.
What happened, Stan? What happened, Rick Schaefer? Yeah, call back, Stan. Rick Schaefer.
You know what, Justin? Just shut up and listen to me.
Hey, it's
Ghost
Hunter.
I don't know what that's referring to, but
Ghost Hunter Roger.
Huh? What? I can't hear you. What
did
you say?
What did
you
say?
I thought he was going to either go, is anybody
there's
there?
There's a male spirit.
Very good. Look at Justin.
That's a bad.
Look at Justin.
That's a male spirit. Male spirit in here.
Ew, come on.
Can we play that, please? Let's find that clip. That's it.
I think you go, come on, man.
Come on.
Oh, I did.
Come on.
Something like that.
Scared to go.
Yeah, one more time. Let's see if Stan's going to go in a different direction.
Stan, what's going on, Stan?
Hey, man, I know y'all going to look at me funny, but Dave Van Horn. He's not going.
Oh, there he goes again. There
Stan,
we
lost.
We're not going down that road.
You know, Stan. You know what? Let's just go ahead and tell Stan, since he talked about us when we were gone.
He talked about us.
He said, "Y'all don't let him talk.
We don't." I don't understand why he says that. So, Stan, you can't call back until we're not here.
Get a new gimmick.
He actually did a couple good calls the other day, Justin.
And I don't know what he said. The last several were okay.
Yeah, we're different. We're not going to be those shows that just let you, the same thing every day.
Yeah,
we want you to bring in the good takes. Like he had one the other day. I can't remember what it was.
You told me that he calls up to Northwest Arkansas. And he has regular calls, but he calls us, and he does a gimmick every time.
I just don't understand.
What's that, Justin?
I just don't understand his reasoning. Is he hoping that no one wins the championship?
I don't believe that Dave Van Horn's going to win a national championship, but I'm not calling every single day about it.
So is that your opinion again?
That's my opinion. I could be wrong.
Your opinion's wrong. No. Makes no sense.
Let's see here.
That's it for graffiti.
Hey, where's that here?
Thank you, Defense Brokers. Thank you, Christopher Walker. Christopher Walker, we need more cowbell.
Yeah, Sean Connery's birthday is today. When you think of Sean Connery, what do you think of besides the Barbara Walters interview? What do you think of? What movie do you think of the most? Untouchables? Or do we think of is it Hunt for Red October?
That's a good one.
He's a Russian that has a British accent all of a sudden, right?
Well, that's the thing. In The Untouchables, he's an Irishman that has a Scottish accent.
He is so good, though. Because what does he say, Roger?
In which one?
In Untouchables. What does he say?
When he looks at him, he says, "What are you prepared to do?"
He was talking about that was in the church.
When someone takes a gun, you take a knife, you take a gun, all that kind. That's where he looks at him and says, "What are you prepared to do?" And then, and this is what zaps all of my energy. It's almost like an AI power source. I just get drained because I have to zone into this character and become him as he's dying, gurgling blood. And he looks at Kevin Costner and says, "What are you prepared to do?"
He's gurgling blood. I'll tell you, you know,
I'm sorry, dude.
To me, it's very clear. He is Bond. He is James Bond. He is the... Roger, don't you think? Prominent James Bond. So. How many James Bond did he do? He did Dr. No. He did Russia with Love. Goldfinger, which was one of my favorites.
He's the one that I remember. It was he and Moore that did those growing up.
But I think Connery had even more
Sean
than Moore.
Sean was the one for me. And if that's the one you grow up with, then that's the one you're going to be like, "Oh, man, they changed Bond on me."
Never again.
Yeah. I think Connery and Craig are the two best Bonds.
Wow. Is that your opinion?
It is my opinion.
He was in a bridge too far. He was in one of the Indiana Jones deals.
Yeah, he was in the Last Crusade.
We loved him in Indiana Jones. He's great. Absolutely.
He won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Untouchables. I didn't realize that. Yeah. He was so good there.
In the Name of the Rose, he was on Murder of the Orient Express.
What's the other line that you always used to deliver? That's Sean Connery, remember? Why would one say...
Oh, that's my great.
Why would one say it exists when it is not?
He says, what does he say to him? He says,
"Did he carry a gun or something?"
He goes, so he walks by Costner there on the bridge, and he turns back around and says, and Costner looks at him and goes, "Hey, aren't you going to check me to see if I have a gun?" You know? He goes, "Why?" "Because I tell you, how do you not know I have one?" "But you said you're a treasury officer." "Well, yeah, that's right. What does that mean?" "Why won't someone say they're that? That is not." Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you right now, I cannot keep this up. I can't keep up this energy.
Christian, he was to me. Don't you think, Roger and Justin, if you go back and watch the Bonds in the 60s or whatever, he was cool. He was a cool Bond.
Yeah.
The guy who did it most recently was a really good Bond. I liked him, too.
Craig was good, but when it comes
to just sex appeal, and he was the face of Bond, Sean Connery. Had the cool accent, had the cool car.
Slap around a woman if he needed to.
here's one for him. Let's see what we got.
"You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?"
Whoa! Yes. Is that me or him?
"Everything within the law." "And then what are you prepared to do?"
Yeah.
"If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead." "I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him." "Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
That's such a good line. That's the Chicago way. You send him to the morgue. Roger, also, you know, I'm a big fan of this movie, Justin and Christian. I don't know where you guys stand.
What movie was that?
That was Untouchables. There.
That's what I thought.
Have you seen that? Have you guys seen that? I'm sure you have.
It's been a long time.
It's so good. Yeah, it's so good. It's such a good movie. Costner's great in it.
It's fun.
The bad guys are
De Palma?
Good in it.
It's De Palma.
And then what about The Rock? I love The Rock. Welcome to The Rock.
Good bad movie. Good bad movie.
Roger cannot stand it because he doesn't like the Eddie thing. I was like, get over it, man.
It's so cheesy.
It's a great bad movie. It is. No, but the editing, that's just a little quirk that I have. But it's a good bad movie. I mean, Ed Harris's character, all those guys.
He's crazy. Yeah.
He's a great bad guy. You don't even think about it like that. But
then Nicolas Cage, remember at the very end, he's on his knees and he's trying to save the jet from. He's got the little round
flares,
balls.
He's got the balls.
What were the
whoa? He's in prison.
Explosion balls. Whatever you can, the green things,
the neutrons.
I don't know what they are. He dropped them. You were in big trouble.
Oh my god!
That was explosion balls.
He's got explosion balls.
Did you say explosion?
Yes. He said explosion balls.
Is that a grenade?
No, it's not a grenade.
Is that something he hits at Cupid's?
It's something bigger. All I know is that if he dropped them and they exploded, it was big trouble. All right, we got to take.
Tell me what movie this is. No, tell him this one.
Going so soon?
Wizard, oh, Wizard of Oz was on this day.
Right, right.
That's right, on this day.
Tell me the name of this song.
If I were king of the planet.
What is that one?
Wizard of Oz.
What song?
Cowardly Lion. I don't know what the name is.
What's this one?
Tin Man. If I only had a heart.
If I only had a brain.
That's right. This is. And what is this one?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could while away the.
And Josh, can I tell you, never saw
it
that.
Is that is that movie was released in 1939, 87 years ago, and it's just as good. Listen to, I mean,
just as good.
I mean, the music is outstanding. I mean, you looked at it; it might as well have been shot in, you know, 1990. So, yeah,
you know, the same director did Gone with the Wind and that in the same year.
How crazy
they
is
brought
that?
He was a studio hand.
How crazy
much.
Is that?
Did they take him off of Oz to go finish Gone with the Wind, or the other way around?
I don't remember, but he was a studio director pretty much. So
yeah, they took
that
him
stuff
off.
Was pretty much.
Whoever finished both of those were taken off of the other one to finish because...
Like, soundtrack's unreal. What, we could, is this big band right here?
Chicago, Chicago, that toddler.
I don't know why.
Did you see Roger?
Oh, because Untouchables.
Chicago, on this day in 1970, Elton John played his first U.S. show at the Troubadour.
Unknown.
Yeah, listen, and he blew everybody away, Justin. Like who's this dude?
Oh,
from?
Whoa.
Yeah, I gotta watch my discretion.
Dude!
Hey, yeah, he did that more ways than one. Yes.
Whoa! I'm sorry. I hope the kids are in school.
They do things they don't do on Broadway.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas head coach Ron Silverfield kicked off the Little Rock Touchdown Club yesterday. Among the things he talked about was the doubters of the team.
The reality is we don't care what anybody says. The only opinions that matter are the ones in the team room. Now, we love our fans, and we're going to do everything in our power day in and day out to represent you guys the right way. But we put our blinders on. Every single day we go to take the field, I'm not there sitting there worried about the toughest schedule. We're worried about one day at a time improvement, being the best versions of ourselves. And if we do that, and all 200 people in our program, it'll be a special, special year.
The Razorbacks will return to practice this morning. A few players will speak to the media following it. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action today against the Wichita Wind Surge. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
If you don't already have the Bet Saracen Sports Wager app, download it today from the app stores or go to BetSaracen.com. Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll become partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and also get hot. 94 or high here in Little Rock. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 75. But just before sunup tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a shower and then possibly some strong and severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Plus, it'll be hot with a high of 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, they'll work with you. Plus, with a 3-day exchange policy, you can shop with confidence, knowing you've got options after you buy. Take a look at McLartyVW.com. McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock, where more choices mean more ways to save.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation
information by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Going to be a short segment here. Middleton Heat and Air text line. This is such a good song. When Joe Klein was singing the other day, I think we've got that one too, Christian, don't we? I want Justin to hear that at some point. Bah, bah, bah. You guys sounded like the reality show Brown.
I think I was on that day.
Oh, were you? Okay.
I think so.
You guys sounded like the reality show Brown Family Son on Alaskan Bush People that always tried talking like Sean Connery. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Someone says, Roger sounds like the Grinch doing Sean Connery. And you said, Roger, that's where Jim Carrey got the voice idea. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Let's see.
Yeah,
he
does.
It'd be so funny.
Is that a true story?
True story.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It'd be so funny if Roger and Justin did a Friday commercial spot for Drive Time.
Would love it, of course.
That would be cool if y'all could do a back and forth.
That would be cool.
That would be funny. Yeah, you had to come up with what you want to say, but both of you could go.
I would talk about Benihana.
Yeah, it's funny, too. Justin, you used to, don't do it as much as you used to. You used to do more of a cadence,
yeah,
Randy.
Much better than mine.
Your cadence, Randy, was his.
100%.
I don't know how you put it.
I was going to give mine up if you kept it up.
Yeah, but you're doing it again now, even though you got the heavier, deeper Randy, but your cadence thing is coming back. Because it was always that you think, right?
Well, if you would need me. Take the bacon grease out of your ears and listen. I have done it all morning. Today.
The Benihana is great. And then Justin used to do, he would go, he would pronounce the word. What was the word he would say? Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive, or the
yeah, do
certain
it.
Word.
Do it.
I did that today also. Apparently, yeah. I've not made such an impression on you today.
No, but you did it.
I've got to be honest with you. I have had your mic off for the last hour.
I don't blame you
for. Do impressive.
Do impressive one time for us.
I tell you, the young Hank character, currently QB3, he is a tough cat, and he is very impressive.
Here's one on the
he sold that.
That's our third string quarterback.
Yes, Middleton. Hank. I'm 51, and to me, Wizard of Oz is the scariest movie ever. My aunt was mean and looked across between the Wicked Witch and Liberace. Wow, okay.
What?
Hunt for Red October.
That's a mental image.
Hunt for Red October, one ping only. Is that what they
were? Oh, yeah, one ping.
Yeah,
well, you got to remember, listen, he spoke with an accent, but they actually change from Russian to everybody being able to speak normal.
I hear what people are saying on the Middleton Eaton Air text line. Jack says, VX poison gas was in the green balls. VX gas.
It's been so long since I've seen that.
VX gas, idiots. Diamonds Are Forever, best Bond movie. I remember that with Diamonds Are Forever.
forever. Jeff says, thanks, guys. I was making the delivery in the hospital when you said he blew everyone away. He said, I literally laughed out loud. Everyone in the hospital looked at me like I was crazy.
It's a great, there's a great documentary about the troubadour, and it's so good. And it talks about that night when he came in, and everybody there was there like, who is this dude? It's, I mean, he completely adjusted back then. That's how you would be seen. You'd have, you know, all the, what do they call it, RNA guys or whatever for the, you know, the music companies. They'd come in and go, oh, my gosh. And they would have so many different names come in the Troubadour. Let's see. Connery was in the movie Highlander playing a guy from Spain.
Yes, he did.
Is that the movie that they talk about in Talladega Nights? Highlander is a great movie?
I've seen it. I don't remember.
It was a great movie. It was not the greatest movie.
There can be only one.
If y'all want a good show to watch, watch Reacher on Paramount. It's an amazing series. It's action-based drama. I've watched all those. I really like that dude. He's good.
Alan Richardson?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that
one. Didn't he beat up a neighbor not long ago?
Oh, he got to go on a motorcycle. Did. I remember seeing that. Yeah, Boondock Saints. Is that a Sean Connery
deal? I don't remember Sean Connery in Boondock Saints.
What are you prepared to talk?
Willem Dafoe is in Boondock Saints.
Willem Dafoe.
When I think of Sean Connery, I think of this Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's a
that
good
guy,
one.
What's his name? It's so good.
Daryl Hammond.
Yeah, oh, he would take a shot at Will Ferrell's character as...
Your mother's a whore.
Alex Trebek. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he is the best
that's
one.
That's not what your mother said last night, Trebek.
It is the funniest. Yes. That is, and then of course Burt Reynolds is in there too on that one as well.
Yeah.
Please play the clip of Roger Father-in-Law.
No, sir. Ma'am. Yeah,
give them what the people want.
No, I thought we wanted to play the ghost clip.
Okay, let's hear the ghost clip. Okay, no, let's hear the ghost clip.
You know, Christian.
Bringing joy to people's faces.
You are.
Play the greatest fist.
What?
That's what the male spirit is here. He's trying to.
I can't hear you.
Male spirit. Ask if he's here.
Huh? There's a male spirit
here.
Male spirit?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, come on. Is there a male spirit here?
I was so mad.
That was 15 years ago.
You can hear me
ago.
Say, you scared the ghost away. Come on! Is there a male spirit? Go on!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I'd like to shout out Rhonda Burton. Hey, thanks to Michael Glenn yesterday. I went in for some more therapy after the Touchdown Club. I think I'll do one more session, and then if that doesn't work... then I will do as he suggested and seek go another avenue.
We got to go to break, Roger. But it's also the birthday of Monty Hall. Justin, I don't know if you remember. Let's Make a Deal and Monty Hall. Was that all by the time you were?
I'm
sure I caught reruns.
He was so good. He was so good.
I don't know what years that was on. I mean, I've watched it, but it could have very well been reruns.
He would say, Roger, goodbye. Do you have a paper clip in your pocket for $100?
I will give you $100 if you have a bobby pin in your purse.
And he'd go, door number, you want to take that? Or you go, what's behind door number one, door number two, or door number three? And he was the first guy to do that before.
If you chose poorly, what was the...
Womp, 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 womp.
What was it called?
I forget.
A zonk.
Zonk. Did you see where Tom's Carrot is 93? You know who Tom's...
Oh, my
you
know God.
River Runs Through It?
Well, that's not what I think of because I haven't seen
Top
that
Gun?
Movie.
Top
yeah,
Gun?
I think of yeah. Top Gun. You know who that is, Justin?
Was that the lead or the head of Top Gun in the original movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
93.
Before that, I saw him as Kirstie Alley's love interest on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good-looking dude. And he's 93.
He's 93. Here's one for you. If you want to really feel old, Gene Simmons of Kiss, who was the long tongue guy, 77. He's 77. He's almost 80. Remember they were so popular. We remember school, Roger. Back
that
in the
dude's
day.
Something else. Man.
Yeah, he's a trip, man. He is. He's unique. All right, don't go away. We'll come
if
back.
If it ain't nailed down, he'll sell it to you too.
He will.
Yeah. Now you got it, boy. The summer is more than halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26-year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing the ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall with no payment. payments due for the first 90 days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available, just like the founding of our great nation. If you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Every business owner hits the moment where they need someone who's already been there. Built to Endure puts you in a room with them. Join us for this free half-day event hosted by Genwell Financial Advisors. Tax strategy, estate planning, leadership, growth, the conversations that actually move your business forward. Friday, September 18th, downtown Little Rock. Reserve your seat at GetReadyForTheFuture.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Agent Monica Reiners or Agent Brian Kress in North Little Rock today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Track Sportsman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, short segment here. Yeah, it all gets started, Roger, during the break when we were talking about it, Justin. It's on now. You know, first touchdown club season. You got college football, yep. College football Thursday night, UCA. Phil Elson joins us.
Morning.
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, so, you know, I'll hit 12 weeks in a row. Actually, I get 1 week off because of the open week. But, yeah, football's here. This is a zero week.
You and me are going to be running into each other.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Phil goes to every game, does a pregame, and we'll be at Utah and all the ones. And some of the games, Trey and I will be there on Thursday doing some stuff that's sponsored by Oakland. Oakland's also sponsoring all my coverage for the Razorbacks on Channel 7. This is year number 14. For the for Razorback coverage on Channel 7.
So you missed one game.
Missed one stinking game.
And it was against
freaking Texas because of COVID. Dadgummit.
How about that?
Phil, yeah, how was Coach Silverman with you guys yesterday? Good?
He was great. Really enjoyed talking with him. Enjoyed listening to him speak in front of everybody. And he's as well-spoken as anybody I've come into contact with. Just hoping he's as well-coached as anybody I've come into contact with.
One of his buddies.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
And I was just going to say, off topic, I love what Phil does with the pregame stuff, but Phil, you are unbelievably great at baseball, man. That's not taken away from you at football.
He's a pro.
I listened a lot to you guys, man. Y'all do a great job, man.
I appreciate that very much.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, two things. Yeah, Phil could be doing Major League Baseball right now. He could have a Major League team.
That's what I was going to say. We're lucky as Razorback fans, and I hope everybody out there realizes it, because Phil could be doing this anywhere for any team,
right. And so, I think you and Bubba,
Bubba's great.
Great chemistry with you.
I've had a lot of fun with Bubba. And you know, Justin, before I had Bubba as my color commentator, I worked 3 seasons with Rick Schaefer. And
yeah, that's right.
I love Rick. I can argue with Rick. I can listen. He can listen. That's why I really enjoy when he goes on with you guys on Morning Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Baz said. It's funny radio.
Yeah, he's you know,
he's good.
Yeah, we love.
But I want to tell you, I know Phil and I've talked a number of times over the years, but I don't know that I've ever told you that, man. But I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Baseball is kind of at my heart. It is.
What's happened on the Zone today? Since I know Akery's gone because he's doing UCA football.
Akery free today and tomorrow. Okay. So we kind of let things just sort of lie a little bit. It'll be good. We got Clint Conk coming in for the first time. He'll be with us every Tuesday throughout the football season. Appreciate that. Going to talk Auburn with the voice of the Auburn Tigers today, Andy Burcham at 10:30. I got 2 top 10 lists today, David. I've been working on this.
Okay.
Top 10 reasons to be optimistic about Arkansas football 2026. Top 10 reasons to be pessimistic about Razorback football 2026. Eli Craner, Susan Irwin Prowse, and then we'll see if any more professional players sign with LSU today.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, very good. Good job today, boys. Tomorrow we're on the road in Dardanelle, home of John Daly, and a lot more than that. Tom Cotton, I think, is going to join us. The mayor's going to join us. Promoting the chicken fry in Mount Nebo. We love that area. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. And then Conway, Luxury Pulling Spa on Thursday, and Fletcher on Friday. We're on the go. Football season is here on 3. Ready?
Break.
Mickey Hennard for Hennard Foothills Equipment in Searcy. We've been selling and servicing Kubota equipment since 1991. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, we pride ourselves in an honest sales experience and unmatched service after the sale. We carry Kubota tractors, mowers, construction, and hay equipment. If you allow us to be